Welcome to the Shamba Shaper podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, a lover of art and agriculture.
Ah, it's that time of the year.
Oh yes, it's planting season once again. And a warm welcome to all our listeners.
On this episode, we will look into planting certain crops and what farmers should know while planting their crops.
And joining us once more is our crop specialist, the fantastic Lillian.
Thank you for having me, Maggie and Elias. It's great to be here.
Now, Lillian, how can farmers get their shambas ready for planting?
Well, the first thing is knowing what crop to grow and what they'll need. That means seeds, fertilizers, and agrochemicals. If you're not sure on how to go about it, get in touch with iShamba by sending an SMS to 21606.
Once the farmer knows what to plant, what next?
Soil testing time. It tells you what your soil needs, it guides you on what to plant, and the exact time and amount of fertilizers that you will need to use to improve soil fertility. The soil test will also tell you if the soil is acidic or alkaline. Most crops prefer soil that is neutral. If you find out that your soil is acidic, you can use lime to make the soil balanced.
And how often should farmers do this?
Every 3 years is a good rule of thumb. It's like a health checkup for your soil.
So during planting, how can farmers boost their yields?
Different seed varieties do well in different soils, so it's important to choose the right crop variety suitable to your area. Secondly, when choosing seeds, it's best to buy certified seeds as these are sure to germinate and others are disease or drought resistant. Thirdly, if you do not have irrigation on the farm, know the amount of rain to expect in the season.
And how does checking the weather forecast help when planting?
It will help the farmer in deciding which crops to grow once he understands when and how much rain will come. For example, if rainfall is not enough, a farmer may choose to plant early maturing or drought-tolerant crops. The farmer can also decide to plant crops that take a short time to mature, like beans, cowpeas, spinach, or kales.
What about crops that need extra care or knowledge?
Please, farmers, do not grow crops that you can't manage well. If you need help, you can visit and learn from other farmers who are in the area you'd like to be, or you can call us at iShamba and we will be happy to walk you through.
How can farmers prepare their land in a climate-smart way?
There are two methods of preparing your land: traditional and conservation farming. Traditional farming involves digging the entire field over and over again, creating a hard pan under the soil. A hard pan is a thick layer that makes it difficult for water to pass through. To break the hard pan, farmers use a hoe while others use tractors. When the soil is turned so many times, the top rich soil is lost along with all the moisture and nutrients.
And when water can't enter the soil, then it's hard for the roots to form.
Yes, and because of this, it's better to practice minimum tillage, which involves disturbing the soil as little as possible. The soil should be ripped using a ripper in place of disc plow and harrows. This is where you'll create a single furrow where the seed and fertilizer will go. If you're using a jembe, only dig where you'll plant the seed and apply fertilizer and manure.
Crop rotation is another important aspect, right?
Yes, crop rotation, as we know, is the practice of planting one type of crop 1 year and another the next. So for example, plant sorghum 1 year, then rotate with soybean the next season, and then with potato the season after that. Don't plant crops from the same family on the same piece of land for more than 2 growing seasons. Rotating crops help prevent diseases and pests, leading to healthier plants and better yields.
Another item to consider is how much money you can put towards growing the crops.
That's very true. You have to make sure you have enough money to get you through the entire season. from planting to harvesting, storing and transporting to the market.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about nutrients. How do we ensure our plants get the food they need?
Plant food is made up of nutrients that are found in fertilizer and manure, not forgetting water. Fertilizers have levels of nutrients such as nitrogen, phosphorus, or potassium. By doing a soil test, you may find out what nutrients your soil has and what it needs based on the crop you plan to grow. The quickest and the most practical way to provide your soil with the nutrients it needs is through fertilizer. One very helpful method of boosting your soil with nutrients is to use organic manure. The difference is that the specific nutrients in the manure are not always known, and because of this, combining the two is a smart idea. Contact iShamba to find out which crops generally need which nutrients. This can guide which fertilizers to get if you have not done a soil test.
This is the Shamba Shape Up podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. And what if someone wants a step-by-step guide for planting specific crops?
Well, for example, if you're planting beans, there are two ways of making the planting furrows. You can either use a jembe or a reaper. Make the soil in the furrows you are going to plant the beans to be fine and smooth. This is to allow the beans to grow well and in good time. Plowing can be done using a hoe, oxen plow, or tractors. Secondly, plant on time, and sowing is best done at the start of rain. After that, plant your beans at 45 centimeters between rows and 20 centimeters between plants.
I know that beans are also good for intercropping with other food crops such as maize, and can help supply the other crops with nitrogen to a limited degree. How will farmers intercropping beans and, let's say, maize supposed to do their spacing?
When intercropping with maize, interplant two bean rows between the maize rows at 15 centimeters within the row and put one seed per hole.
And what about fertilizer and manure? How much should we apply?
Generally, we advise using farmyard manure and we need about 6 to 8 tons per acre. DAP fertilizer should be used at the rate of half a bag, that is 25 kilograms per acre during planting. Before covering the seed, ensure that the fertilizer has been completely mixed with the soil.
I have also heard of farmers talking about biofix.
It is advised that you apply a product like biofix to help the beans to get nitrogen from the air. When the bean is coated with biofix, the crop's nitrogen intake rises to levels greater than those achieved with mineral fertilizers. The result is faster growth and higher yield for beans.
And how much does biofix cost?
Biofix is not expensive and it's available in various amounts.
I know a lot of farmers will be planting potatoes. Any tips for planting potatoes?
Sure. Potato plants are heavy feeders and require enough fertilizer throughout the growing season. To know what kind and amount of fertilizer to apply to the soil, get the soil tested.
And a soil test will also save you money and energy by applying the amount of fertilizer needed by the crop.
That's very true.
And for farmers who want advice on how to have a soil test done on their farms, they can contact iShamba for more information.
In case you have not done a soil test, the following is a general manure and fertilizer use recommendation. 1. Apply a fertilizer like DAP, which has nitrogen and phosphorus in different levels, or an NPK like NPK 20-20-20. Both will supply nitrogen and phosphates during planting. Use about 4 bags of 50 kg per acre. Mix the fertilizer with the soil, and before planting, thoroughly mix fertilizer with soil to avoid it from burning the tubers.
Now, Lillian, take us to the details of how potatoes are planted.
When planting potatoes, do it shortly before the rain starts. 1. Plant your potatoes in rows. 2. Make planting furrows to a depth of 8 to 12 centimeters, spaced at 75 centimeters apart. In the furrows, apply the recommended amount of fertilizer and manure and mix them. Place the seed tuber along the furrow with the sprouts facing up. Plant the seed tuber 25 to 30 centimeters apart in the rows. Cover well, but not too deep. About 10 centimeters is best to enable plants to grow easily and quickly.
And you can contact iShamba to get practical tips on how to plant specific crops on your farm.
As we wind up, what are the top things farmers should remember when planting?
Number one is timing. Get your farm inputs together so that you're ready right when the rains begin. Planting late by even a day can greatly bring down your yields. It's best to plant 1 or 2 weeks before the rain starts. Secondly, make sure your seed is planted at the right depth. Place it deep enough so that the seed can take up water, won't dry up, and is protected from birds and squirrels from eating.
Fantastic advice. Thank you, Lillian. And remember, dear listener, if you need more tips or guidance, iShamba is just a call away.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Lillian, for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure, Maggie and Elias.
And also thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time,
happy planting.
Farmer, we hope this supports you. This is your podcast and you matter. And that's why we want you to listen to us from anywhere at any time, download and share.
We would also love to hear from you in the comment section. We are here to discuss agriculture and good agricultural practices.
In this podcast, we will bring you a lot more.
We will answer your questions, and if not, we will get an expert in our next series of episodes.
You can also catch up this information on Shamba Shepherd.